Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV. Calling the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association General Service Net to order. Stand by. Well, maybe not calling the order, but anyway. Opening. Activating. Thank you very much. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fog Air Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like more information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net on Wednesday nights is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. Announcements. The only thing I can think of coming up is the club meeting. We will be having what promises to be a very interesting lecture. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I will send an email out by a gentleman who apparently does this frequently concerning the history of Vint Hill and the radio operators, radio history that they had over there. I do have more information. I'm sorry I didn't pull that up before the net started, but I will send that out here the next day or so. Promises to be a very interesting session. Also, just FYI, we are looking seriously into having some sort of a holiday get-together in December, most likely on the 11th or 12th, whichever the Saturday is of December. So it would be the 11th. Venue to be determined, food to be determined. We're always open for suggestions. Bob, KT4BOB, has graciously accepted a good portion of the responsibility to find us a venue and assist with food, and I'm almost tempted to say take over the entire planning operation. So if you have any suggestions or requests or would like to help before I start making assignments, contact him, KT4BOB, and I know we would all appreciate that. Other than that, no specific announcements that I can think of tonight. Does anyone else have an announcement they would like to share with us? This is N7IVB.
K1HTV.
Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Brad, this is K1HTV. My name is Bill. Just a reminder, this is the last Saturday of the month coming up, and we're having our third gathering for breakfast at the Wegmans on Route 29 in Gainesville, up on the second floor. It's the third month in a row we will meet. Not sponsored by the club, but attended by club members and also some of the folks over at the Heritage Hunt group. So if you want to join us for breakfast, we'll be gathering around 8:30, getting some food downstairs and bringing it upstairs to the second floor and have a good gab session. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, K1HTV and 7IVV. Thanks for reminding me of that. I forget it because I never really do it. I never attend those things, and mostly now that it's up at Wegmans, it's even farther away. Much as I might enjoy it, that's a little too far for me first thing in the morning. But I know you guys enjoy it, and I know that there's always a good crew there, so everybody's welcome to come and participate. The only reason we say it's not a club-sponsored event is, I suppose, just for the potential liability, if you know what I mean. So you guys all get together and have a great time. All right. With that said, we'll go ahead and take check-ins tonight, and then I have a little surprise for everybody. Rich, I'll go ahead and K1HTV, count you in, and now check-ins. This is at 7IVV.
KN4FPL.
KX4KU.
No comment tonight, Brad.
K4BLS.
K4GG, no comment. BB7RAV, no comment.
K3ATR, in and out.
W8BT.
All right, stand by there. K4BOS, did you tell me you were no comment tonight?
No, I'm going to stick around for a little bit.
Okay, I just got them out of order. Let's see. RAV, you're also... okay. KN4SPL, KX4KU, and K4BOX. I don't know who was slugging it out, but three were the three that won that triple header. AK4GG and KF4TEK are in and out. NWB7RAV. There was, I think, a KT station, but sorry, I messed it up. And then W8BT. So anybody else that I missed or was still waiting to check in, call now.
Hey, this is K3ATR. I'm in and out. Might not be able to stick around.
KJ7ATV.
KO4IUM.
Okay, K3ATR, Mark, thanks for stopping in. Have a good evening. KJ7APV, hi Becca, KO4IUM, hi Nick. And pass along hello to Bree. And I guess with that, we'll go ahead and get started. Does anybody have anything they'd like to discuss particularly? I have something I'm going to do tonight, but anybody else have a discussion item they would like to discuss or a question? Go ahead. Okay, here we go. Rich, I'm going to skip you for a minute. All right, KN4SPL. On which HF/MF bands is a general class license holder granted all amateur frequency privileges? On which HF/MF bands is a general class license holder granted all amateur frequency privileges? A, 60 meters, 20 meters. You might want to grab a pencil for this. 60 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters, and 12 meters. B, 160 meters, 80 meters, 40 meters, and 10 meters. C, 160 meters, 60 meters, 30 meters, 17 meters, 12 meters, and 10 meters. Or D, 160 meters, 30 meters, 17 meters, 15 meters, 12 meters, and 10 meters. Again, which bands is a general class license holder granted all amateur frequency privileges? And what is your answer tonight, Bob? KN4SPL and 7IVV.
And 7IVV from KN4SPL, I am going to say C. C is my answer.
Outstanding. Very good. Very good. And that is the correct answer. I'm not going to go into a discussion as to why. I'll let you guys all research that. Okay, KX4KU, yeah, I'll give you guys all a chance to say something more later on. But KX4KU, on which of the following bands is phone operation prohibited? A, 160 meters, B, 30 meters, C, 17 meters, or D, 12 meters. Go ahead.
And IVV, KX4KU, not kidding, I'm going to say 30 meters. And I believe that's right. So, do you want me to keep talking?
That's a loaded question. No, we'll go down through all this little make everybody squirm exercise, and then we'll come back around for comments. That is correct, 30 meters. No phone operation allowed on 30 meters. Okay, guards, you're going to regret having stuck around. Which, K4BOX that is, which of the following amateur bands is restricted to communications only on specific channels rather than frequency ranges? A, 11 meters, B, 12 meters, C, 30 meters, or D, 60 meters? Go ahead.
This is K4VOX. I hope I'm not the first one to get the answer wrong, but I believe it's D, 60 meters.
All right, very good. You guys are doing a good job. 60 meters it is. You've only got five channels. Five, they're not really channels, because we still use our VFOs, but the point is they're just very specific slots of frequency that we're allowed to operate on. Okay, all right. W8BT, you're in the hot seat now. Which of the following frequencies is within the general class portion of the 75-meter phone band? Here again, you might want to write this one down. A, 1,875 kilohertz. B, 3,750 kilohertz. C, 3900 kilohertz or D4005 kilohertz? Okay. Which of the five of those frequencies are within the 75-meter phone band? What is your answer?
My answer is C. I learned that in high school. Always pick C when in doubt, but I actually know the answer to it. It's, I can't remember what you said now, but I know it's between 3,800 and 4 megahertz.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, a lot of us, as we're hanging around more with HF, we'll hear people talk about the 80-meter band versus the 75-meter band, and it's really all within kind of that same block of frequencies, but they split them up. So, yes, answer C, 3,900 kilohertz is within the 75-meter band. Okay. Becca, you're on the hot seat now. Which of the following frequencies is within the general class portion of the 20-meter phone band? Phone band, 20 meters. A, 14,005 kilohertz. B, 14,105 kilohertz. C, 14,305 kilohertz. Or D, 14,405 kilohertz. Holler if you need me to read any of those back. Go ahead.
N7IVV, KJ7ATV. I'm going to have to beg excuse to bail out of this pop quiz. So far from the data of our hobbies, at the moment, I had midterms last week and papers due this week. So I don't know the answer. I do know how to spell Papa, Oscar, Papa, Quebec, Uniform, India, Zulu, however. So thanks, but I'm bailing out. Don't fail me in the class, okay, though? I'm a good student. Back to you.
Okay, Becca. No problem. Understood. And you know what? When you're taking a test, you know, probably better than most of us, that once in a while you get a question you can't answer. All right, let's see. KO4IUM. Let's take the question to you now. 14005, 14105, 14305, and 14405. Which one is in the 20-meter phone band?
N7IVV, KO4IUM. I believe it was C. It's above the 14225 and below 14350, so it should be C if I heard those back correctly.
Very good. Outstanding. That is correct. Okay. All right, now, we'll leave the best for last, and then I'll let you guys go through and just chat. K1HTV, which of the following frequencies is available to a control operator holding a general class license? 28.020, 28.350 megahertz, or 28.550 megahertz, or all of the above? Go ahead.
Control operator, assuming that you mean a station who's overseeing somebody else operating, and I guess, I'm not sure about a 002 would be CW, so I'm not sure if you can oversee a CW operator as a control operator. But did you put a caveat of a mode over?
Which of the following frequencies is available to a control operator holding a general class license? 28.020, 28.350, 28.550, or D, all of the above? I'm sorry, that's all I can do is repeat the question.
D, all of the above.
Very good. I knew you would pull that one out. Okay, folks, next week we'll have another round of questions. I thought I'd tax your brains a little bit. And by the way, this is the general class license pool, question pool. So I guess most of you guys are all general class. So, good. Anyway, Rich, I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead and give us a report on what you've been up to here this last week or a few days. This is N7IVV with the Ferry General Services Net. Go ahead.
N7IVV and the group, K1HTV. Let's see, what have I been doing lately? Mowing grass, munching leaves. That's not ham radio stuff, but I guess I got to keep the wires on the ground. I've got coax cable on the ground between the tower, the new tower, and the house. I got a lot of leaves over those. I got to rake those out of the way. As far as operating, the bands have been in great shape. The solar flux over 111 today. I believe it was 111. K index is reasonably low. The sun has been waking up, which is good. The upper bands are waking up as well. A short while ago, worked into Australia and New Zealand on 10 meters. Also, on 12 meters, worked Australia and Fiji. On 17 meters, Kyrgyzstan this morning, and EX8, which is fairly rare. 30 meters of BX in Taiwan this afternoon. A surprise to hear BX8AA, I believe it was, coming through on 30. Working with a dipole in 75 watts. Conditions have been very good. Earlier in the week, past week or so, worked Australia on 160, which I did expect with the high solar flux. Usually, as the solar flux climbs, the lower bands kind of fade away, but still amazing to see the low bands still have some life left in them. But the upper bands are the place to be. So if you want to work DX, that's the place to be. One DX expedition, PJ5/W5JON, has been very active on a number of the bands. He was in PJ7 land. He's moved to PJ5, and we'll be there for probably a couple more days. Other than that, I believe the DX contest is this weekend, the 30th. I should know better, but I've got a number of things happening on the 30th. In addition to breakfast, I've got a QLOG Zoom meeting at midday to 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock or so. So I'll be busy. But if there's a DX contest, I'll find some time to be on it. Back to net control, K1HTV.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Yeah, according to my ham clock, sunspot number right at the moment is 100, and it's been kind of going up and down. It's interesting if you look at the SDO images, if you don't have them coming up on your system anyplace else, but it's got quite a bit of spots on it right now. And the solar index that I'm getting live is 110.9, so yeah, it's still hanging there at about 111. And it's been kind of fun. I've worked Lesotho and, what was it? Sawatini, I forget. Sawatini, something, whatever it is. And so that Russian group has been real active, and they've been relatively easy to work. If you've got, and that's just down to 30 and 40 meters. I haven't tried them up higher. So anyway, with that, KN4SPL, go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL. Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. And Brad, thank you for the trivia. That was fun. Not to say I'm a cheater, but I'm glad I have the band playing up on my cork board in the shack. So it always comes in handy when I'm questioning things on the bands as the band plan. So let's see. Finally, success. I got FT8 up and running again. Let's see. Quick break. Today I finally decided to change the USB cable going from the FTDX 3000 to the computer. I put a new USB, which is shielded and with ferrite beads at the ends, so hopefully that'll help with any RF. But I also downloaded the original drivers, and I think that was the issue, because I have been making contacts, just got another one from Germany, so I've been hitting Europe on 20, 30, and 40 this evening, so I'm really happy to be back on FT8. I had other things to say, but I'll say them later. Just happy to finally fix a problem that's been an issue for me for a few months now, so hey, small steps. That's all I got. KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, thanks, Bob. And, of course, we're all wondering how you solved it and how easy it was and how much you hit yourself on the head over it, but we'll save that for another day. Okay, where am I? I think it's KX4KU. Go ahead, Kevin.
M7IBZ, KX4KU in the Nashband.
Not a whole lot. Trying to work. I've worked at a couple of the DX vision stations, but only on FT8. I tried the guys in Lesotho and on CW, but I didn't manage to break through the pileup. And then I noticed there was a Greenland guy working split as well. And I tried to work him too, and I couldn't break the pileup. However, I tried to work split remote and with the rig pie, and let me take a break. And the problem was CW wouldn't go in split mode, so contacted the rig pie group, and then I got an answer back that said try the latest beta of Hamlive, and sure enough, that fixed it. So I got 46 today in the CWT, and my antenna held up through the wind after re-roping everything, so I'm pretty pleased. That's all I got for tonight. Turn it back over to you. 7IVV, KX4KU, back to net.
Okay, well, good. Glad the antenna's held up, for sure. We had two good days to test everything, and I was listening to, I guess it was Travis who made the comment, but Travis and K1RA, Andy and KM4GDX were on their way over to do some salvage work, and they get talking about towers and, you know, how it wouldn't be a good day to be up on the tower, and I mentioned to them that I watch a number of streaming videos are just sort of sitting there. I like to watch the volcanoes, and right now La Palma is one. But another one I watch is the SpaceX, Spaceport Texas, while they're building down there, the big gantry. Well, that gantry's like 450 feet tall or better. And the guys are working on it up there at the very top. And today the wind was howling at about 32 miles an hour. And that was at ground level. You can imagine what it was like up above. Now, of course, they're not hanging off a tower like we would, but anyway, talk about a bit of a breeze when you're working on stuff. So, all right, K4BOX, Garth, what you up to? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is K4BOX. Thanks for running the net tonight, Brad. And I enjoyed the trivia. It's funny, when I operate HF, I normally stick on 40 and 80. So I have to admit, some of those other questions have already started to slip from the brain cells, and I'm not sure I would have gotten those right. So it's a good refresher, and I look forward to next week. As far as what I'm doing, kind of to the same line of what Rich said, you know, I'm doing a lot of yard work. I have coax running across my yard that I've been meaning to bury, and I need to bury it before I start mulching more leaves. So that's going to be on my to-do list here soon. I'm happy with my antenna placement, but I need to finally make these lines permanent. They've been just laying on the grass now for, I don't know, probably a year and a half. So before I start trying to deal with the leaves and no longer being able to see the coax, I got to take care of that. That's it for me, though. This is K4BOX, back to net.
Okay, well, you know, it's interesting. If you've had it laying on the grass for a year, I'm surprised that it's still visible. Usually the grass just kind of grows up and around, and you have to work to find it. At the very least, you can mow over it. But I'm actually, I guess next week, Monday, they're going to be staging equipment. We're putting in a bit of a little patio out back, but it's ironically going right over where I've had my two runs of coax going out back to some of my antennas, so I've already pulled them up and flagged them so we don't trip on them, but then come Monday, I guess I will be limited on my HF stuff for a few days while they do some digging, and of course, once they're done with that, I'll be rerouting the coax anyway around it, so anyway, just one of those things. Luckily, thank goodness for ground burial. Is that what they call it? Direct burial. That's what it is. That's really what DB stands for. Hi, hi. Anyway, WABT, Travis, good to have you back with us. Anything fun to say from your visit down there? Or are you just happy to be home? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all of that. Well, no, not really a whole lot. It was mostly work this time.
yard work, roof work. No antenna work, however, but anyway, pretty much just glad to be back home. It was, you know, nice to get away, but it's much nicer to be back. And I like the enjoyed the little trivia there. That was good. Currently, this is the only antenna I have up in the air right now at the house, aside from my TV antenna. Got to get wait for these leaves to fall. They're definitely starting to come down. It's almost a daily job blowing off the leaves off the deck. But as soon as they come down, I can get my my ZS6BKW back. And I guess with the sunspot numbers coming up and the solar flux coming up, maybe I will have to break out this 11-meter vertical I have and tune it for 10 and see if I can work some FMDX or something until the leaves come down. But that's about all I've got. My back's still a little sore, moving a bunch of big stuff today, but it was a good time, beautiful day. Anyway, that's about it from here. W8BT, back to net.
Okay, well, yeah, I certainly understand all the leaves. Better to have them come down in the fall by themselves than attached to a tree like Rich has experienced. I think Becca said she checked out. So we've got KO4IUM. Nick, tell us how things with the 4-H Club are going. Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KO4IUM. Things are going well with the 4-H Club. Bree actually just put in last week for a club call sign for them, and they came back with a club call sign, next sequential KO4. I don't even remember what it is now. She already put in to get a Vandy call sign for the club call sign, so we're waiting to hopefully get a 4-H something call sign back. So that's the latest on the 4-H club. I've been able to do a little bit of DX in the evenings. Worked the DX expedition in Lesotho. And then tonight, just sitting here while we're talking on the net, was able to reach a station in Suriname on 20 meters. So that's it's been fun to see more stations coming through. I think I'm at 95 last I checked of QSLs for DX entities. So getting close to DXCC. So that's it for me. KO4IUM, back to net.
Okay, well, very good, Nick. Oh, by the way, you guys, these, I mean, yeah, they, you could call them trivia, but these were actually real-life questions from the general class test. So, of course, like it's trivia if you don't need to answer them to get your license, I guess. So hopefully maybe somebody's been listening and doubt very much that he memorized the answers at this point, but still. Okay, that's the end of our list. Any more check-ins or rechecks? Call me now, please. Go ahead.
KN4SPL, recheck.
KF4TEK.
KA4BOL, just reading the mail. Okay, KN4SPL, that's you. And Mike, that's kind of funny because that's how I typed your call in, too, when I first got up and I went, what? KN4. And KA4BOL, James, thanks for stopping by and listening, lurking. All right, Bob, KN4SPL, go ahead.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to... you asked the question what I did to fix my issue with my FT8 issues. It was the USB drivers. I think what happened when I hooked up the IC9700 and put those drivers into the computer, it erased the Yaesu drivers. So it didn't take too long. I just dawned on me finally to try and put to re-download the USB drivers, and bam, it worked. So anyway, I just wanted to reiterate that. KN4 SPL, back to net.
Okay, thanks. I figured that's what it would be. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I knew that's what it was, and I just wasn't able to come up with a real easy way to talk you through it, but I figured that's what had happened. So, anyway, glad you got it fixed. Nothing worse than having your favorite car broken, so to speak. So, KF4TEK, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad, everyone. I'm Annette, and I finally thought of a few things to mention. Yeah, I had the same thought about trivia. Not so trivial when you start to key down, but very good, interesting stuff. Thanks for prepping that. I got most of them right as I was wandering around, but not all of them. I wanted to ask, well, I'll ask Rich after the net. I haven't been able to do a lot of operating on HF lately, but I did put up my U-loop, my AirSpy U-loop, just a, 3 foot or so magnetic loop antenna. I threw it on the ground outside, probably similar to what Harv did a couple years ago, and driving it with the SDR console, piping the audio to WSGTX. So I just leave it tuned on one band, and the band that I've been listening to, well, not me, but the band I tuned it to the last couple days was 40, but I think I'm going to move it up based on what I heard Rich saying about higher bands being active. So if you're interested in what the U-loop is doing while it's sitting on the ground, what its performance is, then you can look at TSK Reporter, and you can look at my reports, and then you can compare them to somebody with a respectable setup like Rich or Andy or anybody else, and slice and dice. So I just want to toss that out there. Hope everyone has a good week, and we'll catch you later. KF4TEK, back to net.
Okay, Michael, thanks for chipping in there. Okay, last call. Anybody want to check in or recheck? Send 7IVV. Go ahead. Well, okay then. This is N7IVV, and this has been the... Someplace here I have a script, and I've lost it. Well, you know what it's been. This has been the Fog Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. We hold this every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time. We invite everybody to listen in if you're not licensed, or participate if you are. And it doesn't matter whether you belong to FARA or not. If you can hear the repeater, we'd love to have you check in. If anybody wants more information on details on what we're doing in our club, you can see our website at w4va.org. That's whiskey4victoralpha.org. Or if you have specific questions, requests, or complaints, you can email those to faranet@w4va.org. That's F-A-R-A-N-E-T, Foxtrot Alpha, Romeo Alpha, November Echo Tango, at w4va.org. And with that, I will return the repeater to regular use. This is N7IBV. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.